Peppermint Twist, 1962 number one hit. That was, of course, done by Born on This Day. It was Joseph Nicola Joey and the, of the Starlighters, and that was their big hit. And guess who was a member of that band during his 1964 period? Guess. Jimi Hendrix. So that opens our day in history here on June the 10th. What also went on this day in history is in 1776, this is the day the Continental Congress appointed Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Ben Franklin, Roger Sherman, and Robert Livingston to the Committee of Five that would draft the Declaration of Independence of the United States of America. That happened on this day in 1776. This day in 1935, Edwin Armstrong gives the first FM broadcasting in the United States of America in Alpine, New Jersey. Our history here on FM radio. In 1937, the United Auto Workers tried to join pickets at a steel mill in Michigan, were turned back by deputies using tear gas and clubs, and the union was calling for mass protests. This was in a day when unions would stop work and join other unions who were in protest to show their power and built the power of unions in America. This is a day in 1963, on June the 10th, that John Kennedy addressed Americans from the Oval Office. He told the nation then that segregation was morally wrong. It was time to act in Congress, in your state and local legislative body, and in all our daily lives. And part of this led to it was about equal access to public facilities, segregation education, and federal protection of voting rights. But it was also part of their attempt at that point, the Kennedy administration, to blunt the coming march on Washington, which they did not want to see happen in Washington, D.C. Also in this day when that was going on, Vivian Malone and James Hood attempted to become the first African-American students at the University of Alabama. They were accompanied by the then U.S. Deputy Attorney General Nicholas Katzenbach. This is the day when the then Governor George Wallace, who ran for president many times, stood in the doorway saying segregation now, segregation forever. No black people were going to come to, no Negroes would be allowed in this university. And later in the day, National Guardsmen came back, accompanied them in, and Wallace steps aside. On this day in 1964, interesting juxtapositions here. This is the day Nelson Mandela was sentenced to life imprisonment for trying to sabotage the white South African apartheid government. And on this day in 1971, the U.S. government forcibly removed the Native American occupation of Alcatraz. Alcatraz, for 19 months back in 1971 and 1970, was occupied by the then brand new American Indian movement because there was a law on the books back in those days saying that any land, federal land that was not occupied, it was let go, or would be Native American people could take over that land. Well, Alcatraz was shut down as a prison, so Native people in protest took over that land and set up their own community. And it was a very famous uprising back in the day in 1971, and a very important one for the beginning of that movement. This day in 2003, the oldest known human fossilized skulls were found in Afar, which is in Ethiopia. They were 160,000 years old. And on this day, several years back in 2009, Stephen Tyrone Johns was killed at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington when he was killed by an 80-year-old racist anti-Semitic man whose name was James Von Brunn, who was a white supremacist convicted of many violent crimes before that, and served time in prison, came in to kill the Jews and anybody who was associated with them. On one last thing, on this day in history, in 1963, which is a very famous moment during the beginnings of the Vietnam War, a Buddhist monk named Thich Quang Duc burned himself alive in gasoline to protest the war in Vietnam. And was a really very famous moment in history. That's the day in history. Please now jump over to tostanashow.org, and you can see the rest of this day in history. We'll be right back with Dave Zirin.